The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
With an increase in dog ownership across the country over the last couple of years, it means that many children have gained a new four-legged member of their family. Pete Wedderburn, vet, co-founder of Petfix Club, is going to give us some tips on how children can safely interact with dogs and avoid any nasty incidents. Pete, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, the stats say that children are 3 to 5 times more likely than adults to be bitten by a dog. Why might that be?
Well, I think that the main reason is that dogs are dogs and they react as dogs do, and children don't recognize dog body language, and so they don't understand what dogs are saying to them. Children presume that dogs are people because that's kind of how we have dogs in our society now. We have them as part of our family. So children watch body language from dogs and kind of think that they're like adults. And adults obviously aren't going to suddenly get a bit tense and then suddenly look a bit nervous and then suddenly snap and bite children. But children don't realize that dogs are different. And so that's what's going on.
What sort of behavior in the child will make a dog previously docile react in this way?
Well, I think there was some really interesting studies done looking at YouTube videos of bite incidents and observing very carefully and objectively what actually happened. And what they found was that in nearly every case, dogs had shown signs that they were getting a little bit anxious and agitated, and humans kept on moving into the dog's space, into the dog's personal space, despite the signs that the dogs were giving. And then finally the dog snapped because the human wasn't listening to them. And so, you know, that's really what's happening.
Hmm. Now, sometimes children will react with the dog as they would with maybe a cuddly toy or even another child. I mean, you know, might pull the dog's tail, the dog's ear, you know, roll on top of the dog. And some dogs are very tolerant of all that kind of behavior.
Yes.
And others less so.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, bites to the face and neck area are more common in children and infants compared to in adults because children don't have that awareness. And they'll even do simple things like hugging a dog and pushing their face up towards the dog. And some dogs are absolutely fine with that. Other dogs, you'll see that their eyes will narrow, their ears will flatten. They might even growl a little bit. And children, young children especially, just aren't aware of that. They don't see that. And so that's the problem. And that's what the other thing is that children are so small that they're, you know, a nasty bite from a Jack Russell Terrier on an adult, well, it might hurt and cause a little bit of damage. But if a young child is bitten on the face by a small dog, the damage can be horrendous.
Now, the stereotypes that certain breeds are biters, you in the past on this program have told us that ain't necessarily so.
No, it's not true. If you look at the statistics of dog bites, the most likely dogs to bite people are collies and terriers, and they also happen to be the two most popular breeds in this country. So that's why, because they're more common. And in fact, Staffordshire Bull Terriers are one of the least likely breeds to bite people, and bites that breeds that are normally seen as almost harmless, like Papillons and Pekingese, they're in the top 10 of biters. So, you know, our stereotypes, our beliefs about which dogs are likely to bite are completely wrong. Of course, bigger, stronger, more muscular dogs, if they do bite, they'll give a nastier bite because they're bigger, stronger and more muscular, but they're not more likely to bite. I think it's important to understand that.
Mm. So there are a few kind of rules of thumb for children and dogs. And the first one would be writ large, and that is when you see a dog that's not your own, really you need permission to approach that dog.
Yes. I mean, I think the overriding rule is that children should never be unsupervised around dogs, never. And most bites happen when children are unsupervised. So you might have a child going up to another dog, they don't know in a park and trying to pass it. Or you might have a dog at home having its food and the young child crawls up the dog and tries to interfere with the dog's food. You know, so these are situations where children are unsupervised. And that is the real big red flag, that if you have a child and there are dogs anywhere in the vicinity, you have to watch them continuously. Don't go off on your mobile phone. Don't get involved in a conversation with somebody else. Just watch the child and make sure everything is okay. When it comes to dogs out and about, I mean, whether you're an adult or a child, you should always talk to the owner and say, is it okay to approach your dog? Because some dogs just don't like being approached. One of the initiatives that I like is the yellow collar idea, where dogs that shouldn't be approached wear a yellow ribbon around their collar. Then there's no need for a conversation. You just know you don't go near dogs like that because they like to be left alone. But in general, talk to the owner, and the owner will then be supervising things to some extent, as well as just knowing their dog and knowing how their dog reacts.
Now, if you hear a growl, that's a danger sign.
Yeah, a growl is a warning. It means stay away. It means get out of my space. And so, you know, you'd be stupid to proceed if a dog growls at you. And you can't expect children not to be stupid. That's why direct supervision is needed. Yeah.
Now, the idea of giving the dog a little space, I mean, you don't encroach on maybe where they like to eat or where they sleep if you're not welcome. But even when you're out and about, you know, I've often found, keep the dog on the lead, of course, but dogs off the lead are kind of more relaxed a lot of the time because they can escape if they get into trouble with an unfriendly dog or an over-enthusiastic dog. They can make an escape. When they're on a lead, they're kind of stuck with you.
Yeah, this is quite a complex area, but you're absolutely right. Like, a lot of the aggression that we see in dogs is fear-based aggression. So, you can imagine if you corner a frightened animal, well, it's going to bite because it's so terrified. It's got no other option because it's cornered. And essentially, a dog on a leash is cornered because they can't get away. So they feel cornered and then they become aggressive as a consequence. But it is more complicated than that. There's all sorts of social rules going on there. And that doesn't mean that dogs should be let off the leash, of course, because that's just unresponsible, and you know, that's, you have to have your dog under control, but you do need to understand your dog as well and learn about these types of things. One of the things I like is long leashes, what they're called training leashes, sometimes like 5 meters long, so your dog can have freedom, but also you can control them if you need to, and they're not used as often as I think they should be.
There's a rule, and I'm not sure that I always observe it. If you are approaching another dog and you know, you don't know the dog, and perhaps it just makes you feel uneasy, what to do? Do you stare the dog down or do you ignore it entirely?
Ignoring is the best thing to do. Dogs can see being stared at as a challenge, as a direct challenge, and you're more likely to get a bad reaction if you do that. One of the things for children is, you know, when a dog might be jumping up at children and annoying them in that way, if you can teach children to stay calm and quiet and still and to be like a tree, just looking straight ahead, that's often the best way to have a dog just move on without doing anything.
A final question from a listener. I have a miniature Jack Russell who's very aggressive around people and other dogs, especially. Any help would be appreciated. He's over 7 months old, so he's still a puppy.
Yes, there's a huge issue with especially young dogs right now that went through COVID lockdowns without having adequate socialization, and they're then terrified of all other creatures and people, and that fear then presents as aggression. It is complex, and you're best to engage with a good behaviorist, and the general idea is what's known as desensitization and counterconditioning. What that means is getting the dog desensitized to strangers by having lots of experience of strangers in a distance, and counterconditioning means rewarding them for behaving calmly and in a friendly way in the presence of things that they're frightened of, so they gradually get better and better and better. I'd also say to you, there's a Dogs Trust have got a really good campaign called Be Smart, Be Dog Smart, Be Dog Smart, and that teaches children about how to understand dog body language, about how to say hello to dogs, all of those things. And that's what's really needed here, is education both of adults, but very much also education of children, so they get better at understanding dog body language.
Pete, thank you very much for joining us. That's Pete the Vet, Pete Wedderburn, co-founder of Pet Fix Club.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.